Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we are recording, we are live. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. I'm of course back in the booth. I got one taste of the booth and then had to fly across the country, and I'll be honest, I did kind of think about the booth virtually around the clock, but back, kind of cozy in here. It's dark, like very dark. I can't even see the glass of wine in here. It's like in the vicinity of my right hand. I'll just have to be careful. It's been a little while. Anytime I go longer than like 1 week without podcasting, I like am convinced I just don't know how. And I'm like, why do I even have a podcast? Like, what the fuck do I talk about? And why do I talk about this stuff? So anyways, having said that, this episode is just going to be the LA trip exclusively. I made extensive notes of every single thing I ate, did, people I saw, things I saw. So yeah, I mean, I'll just say, had an amazing time. Weather kind of sucked for most of it. And then it started to get really nice. And then it looked like the forecast in LA for the next 10 days was going to be like 75 and sunny. And then I had to fly back to New York. It's fine. It felt like a quick trip because every day was so like packed, which is a good thing. But before I get going, in the sake of like doing things differently, I asked myself a few questions about Los Angeles that I don't personally have the answer to, and maybe some of you can weigh in the commenting section. So here we go. Has the tap water improved in the last 10 years? Are there more goths there than in New York? Does the food make me have more frequent bowel movements, or is something else going on? Why does everyone leave their house Saturday and have flea markets and farmers markets, etc., and yet Sunday the streets are dead sci-sci? Do things take longer, or are there just less people, noise, and distractions around you so you notice the time passing by slower? Would LA be perfect if you were deaf, because then you wouldn't even hear any car noise and it would be pretty nice? I actually meant to delete the last question because I'm like, what the fuck am I talking about? But you know, there is a little bit more road noise than you want. Other than that, there's no honking, there's no sirens. It's like so nice. Like, woke up when I got back on like Wednesday morning, yesterday morning, and there was just someone like sawing like metal the entire day. I wanted to open my window for some fresh air, but it was so loud. And then, you know, I could also hear like sirens and people just like screaming, not even into the night, into the day, screaming into the day and night. So, oh my God. Anyway, I love it here. Greatest city in the world. Or is it? We're going to find out tonight on the Dial Dan podcast. Okay, so the night before my departure, I think I left Wednesday. My flight was at 11:15 in the morning. I'd already scheduled an Uber ahead of time just to kind of like deal with one less thing in the morning. Although I found it impossible to pick Terminal 4 in the Uber app, like through Delta. It would say like Terminal 4 would be like $85. Terminal 1 would be like $69. Then it would give me like the option like Terminal 1, 4 for $69. I'm like, there's no way there's a $15 difference between those terminals. They're not that far apart. I don't know how I did it, but I finally selected the appropriate terminal in the Uber app. And I think I paid like $63. I was like, okay, work. Because it took me so long. The price just dropped like $6, I think. Anyways, I wake up, you know, take a shower, etc., and get in the car. And I've almost never seen worse traffic in my life. Like, it was like a Saturday going to the Hamptons in the summer level. We were basically not on the Long Island Expressway the entire time because my Uber driver just like was a huge like pro It was like taking like the little side expressways and like neighborhoods and shit. It did take like almost an hour to get there. And I was like, holy shit, like this is, I, you know, ballparked like 45 minutes, like at the most. Everyone's like, oh my God, you gotta fly to LaGuardia. You gotta go to LaGuardia. LaGuardia is only 15 minutes away. It's like, guess what, bitch? I thought about that. And I tried looking at flights, and there's zero direct flights from LaGuardia to LA. And I booked this flight like over 2 months in advance. So I was like, there was a window. I didn't have like exact dates in mind, but like, I just, are there not direct flights from LaGuardia to LA? I don't know. So sorry, I did not fly to LaGuardia. Like, I know everyone wanted me to, but I literally tried. Anyways, my biggest fear is going through airport security. I always like afraid like something stupid's gonna happen. I'm gonna get flagged. I'm gonna get really nervous. I'm gonna like start freaking out. They're gonna think of a terrorist and like shoot me. Just go into like absolute worst case scenario mode. And everyone's like such a rush, as they should be, because like people got places to go. It was fine. You know, they make you take your computer out now in its own little bin, which I'm like, that seems so crazy. Like, I just don't get why it can't be in a bin with, like, other things. Or just, like, on top of things. I don't know. I mean, I almost leave my phone in the bin, and this, like, teen girl, like, runs up. She's like, hey, did you forget your phone? I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. Can you imagine landing or just, like, not having your phone for, like, an entire flight and trip? Like, that'd be fucking crazy. Crazy. Thank you, little girl. She's probably 24. Also, then when I opened my computer to like look at it, when I was like sitting in the like little lounge area, it was like covered in this like white dust that was not for me. Like, it was like extreme. I don't know what they did. They like dust it for shit? Like, what the fuck was all over my computer? You know, I'm used to like feather dusting my computer every day, like to keep it like not dusty. And then I opened it up and it was like, looked like someone just like sprinkled like coarse chalk all over it. Didn't love that, but maybe it's fine. Maybe it improved the performance of my computer. I don't know. This is another question. Sound off in the comments if you know like why there'd be white dust all over the inside of my computer from the TSA agents. Anyways, as I'm like waiting for, you know, boarding. I haven't flown in like 2 years, so forgive me. I don't know all the proper terminology, but over the loudspeaker, they're like, will Joshua Groban please report to desk something, something, something? And I'm like, I kind of like, hey, Josh, like, Josh Groban? They just, like, call. Is, like, Josh Groban, like, missing and, like, his parents are, like, looking for him? Like, Joshua Groban? Like, maybe it was just another person named Josh Groban, but, like, I'm not sure. I don't think he was on my flight. I don't really, I have an idea of what Josh Groban looks like, but, yeah, I don't know. Joshua Groban. But there were like five people I recognized on my flight, which was fucking nuts. I don't know if that happens a lot. Namely, I saw Gabby, one of the winners of The Traitors. She was the Bachelorette, and now she's like a lesbian. Her and her new wife, Robbie, like rushing to make the plane. They like were almost like a few minutes late. I saw Kiki Monique, who's one of, like, Jacques Peterson's friends. She's, like, a Bravo podcaster. Didn't, you know, these people were in, like, first class business. They boarded well ahead of me, and it's early in the morning. I'm not saying hello. I'm not approaching people at the airport. You know what I mean? It's just, like, a bit too much. And I saw, like, half of the band Ana Monoguchi, who, like, I used to, my friend Leia used to, like, manage them or, like, photograph them a lot. I just, like, seen them around Brooklyn over the years, and, like, I was standing right behind them in line. I, like, didn't recognize two of the guys. I'm like, they're familiar, but I don't know from where. And then it clicked. I'm like, oh, they just dress, like, less kind of extreme. Like, these are, like, white guys into, like, Japanese shit. So they're, like, they've toned it down a little bit in their middle age. So props to them, honestly. But I don't know. They were always nice guys, so I just thought, like, maybe it could have been cool to say hello, but just, again, I'm not, like, gonna be like, do I know you guys? Oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, great, oh. And what? And then we just, like, think about, like, each other on the plane the whole ride. I'm like, are they going to be looking at me? Or am I? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't need to do it. I was like, there was a girl like sitting kitty corner from me in front of me. I had an aisle seat and she had the next aisle seat, like one row up. And she's probably like her mid-20s, kind of just like normal looking or nothing like distinct. And her phone background was just like the Peacock logo, like the letter P with the dots. And I'm like, maybe she like works for Peacock. But then she like unlocked her phone. Her phone background was like a Minion. Like the Minions, like M-I-N. I-O-N. The soundboard looks completely foreign to me. Hold on. Minion. I'm like, oh, maybe this is like a little girl. Like, looks old. Like, it's like the opposite of that, like, Ukrainian, like, 8-year-old that was like 40 or something. The Peacock logo, not even like the NBC Peacock, just like the letter P with like the five dots. I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch thinking? God, I wish I knew what she was thinking when she made the Peacock logo her background. I'll just never know. Anyways, the flight, you know, it's like a little over 6 hours, no turbulence. I think I just like listened to a few podcasts I'd saved. Actually, I didn't even need to save them because friend of the pod, Alexis Page, gave me this insane pro tip that if you are a Delta Sky Miles member, which I am, just because I was like, well, let me sign up just to, I'll just only fly Delta and like try to get some goddamn rewards up in here. If you're on the app, you can just like use the Wi-Fi on the plane for free. So I was like texting people. I was listening to whatever podcast I wanted to. And then as I got bored, I just watched like 6 episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then, boom, we landed. Wheels down on the tarmac. Gray. Rainy. Like, awesome. Every time I've been to LA, it's my third time, it has been gray and rainy. Maybe I'm picking the wrong time of the year to go. But I thought that, like, June was the only month that was, like, consistently gloomy. You know, they call it the June gloom. Which I'm like, I'm so sorry you have 1 month of, like, okay weather. Maybe you need it just for the sake of, like, not every day seeming exactly the same. But now I get it, and it's like, LA sucks when it's not pretty. It's just not, not that it's not worth it, but it's just like, oh, all this for this? Like, I'll get into it in a bit, but, like, the second day that I woke up, it was hailing. Like, ice falling from the sky. Okay. Getting ahead of myself. So I take the Uber to my Airbnb, which is a beautiful, like, craftsman home right off Sunset Boulevard on Golden Gate Avenue. Owned by two gay men named Chris and Chris. It's like you just walk up their driveway behind the house. They have their own little, the backyard is like so like manicured and there's like different little like seating areas and there's like a little hot tub. They have my own kind of like private, tiny, small like cafe table and chairs, like a little room divider outside. And then my door was like a keypad lock. And then it was just like queen size or like full size bed. And then like two end tables that took up like the entire room. There's like a little bench against the wall in front of the bed. One of the walls that was like shared, I think with the kitchen, was like had soundproofing, like this like really kind of like ornate soundproofing material that I like totally want for like my entire fucking apartment. Like literally I'm about to message them like, where did you get that soundproofing material? Little they know I'm obsessed with soundproofing now. There's a bathroom with a toilet, a shower stall, like glass, a skylight over the shower, which is great. A little window and a bidet, which I'm not sure I used properly. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure I used the bidet properly. It was like a sink faucet that just went like at, straight out, like horizontally. And it's kind of like went down by the weight of gravity. It wasn't one of those like Toto, like installed in the toilet seat that shoots right into your asshole, which like I understand that. This was like kind of, it wasn't even, like, that pressurized. It was, just, like, sink water kind of, just, like, going in the direction of your ass crack. And I'm, like, is this, like, doing anything? And if this is doing anything, like, you're not, like, you're clearly not eating enough, like, fiber. Which I'm not. Like, I just was like, I used it once. I was like, this just feels awful. It just feels fucking awful. It had this, like, wireless charging docks, which I'd, like, never really used before. I just, like, put my phone in it and just started charging it. I'm like, oh, that's actually so cool. I mean, this is, like, an old one. You have to, like, kind of, it props it up. I mean, now they make, like, the little charging little pads. You have to, like, set it on. It's, like, randomly magnetized for, like, no reason. Like, is it going to fall off? Like, I kind of doubt it. Whatever. I don't know. I'm thinking about a wireless charging pad now, because it is kind of, you just set it down. How that technology works, I have absolutely no idea. So anyways, I land and it's like, I don't know, I guess it must be like 3:30. No, I probably get to my Airbnb at like 5, because it takes like almost an hour to get there from the airport. I'm like starving. I'm like, oh my God, I need food. So I walk to the Black Cat. I get steak frites. Steak was amazing. I mean, it's like kind of like a regular wine bar in like a historic kind of. Oh my God, Lena Dunham just texted me. I swear to God, Lena Dunham just texted me. Well, she texted me earlier and I responded, and then she texted again. I'm coming back to NYC for a spell. Okay. Great. New York City, greatest city in the world. Wow, that gave me a jolt. That gave me a jolt. I'm smiling for the first time in like 3 days. Okay. Whew. Okay. All right. Get together, bitch. All right. Okay. Charging dock bidet. Oh, Black Cat steak frites. I text my friend Jill, who I haven't seen in a little while. New York friend. Actually, went to college together. She meets me. We have a couple drinks. I learn of some new slang because, like, her boyfriend works at a skate shop. But he's not a loser. He's actually very cool. I know you're thinking, guy that works at a skate shop. Uh-oh, trouble. It's actually nothing of the sort. He's, like, a little older and, like, British and, like, mad funny and cool. So, like, clog that tea. But he says the teens are all saying A-T-B-O-T-B, all the bitches on the block. I was like, that's kind of interesting. Again, that's A-T-B-O-T-B. All the bitches on the block. Anyway, so I go home and then I'm texting Chloe Coover, of course, the one and only. And, you know, she's like, I'm going to this goth party in Hollywood at like 9:30-ish. Oh, wait, actually, I don't go home. I go back to Jill's apartment in Beechwood Canyon to meet her boyfriend. And that's where I learned about all the bitches on the block. I was at her house. And, you know, Beechwood Canyon is not too far from Hollywood. I was like, well, you know what? Like, time is the essence. Like, I've just had, like, the longest day of traveling. But 9:30 is not super late. And I was like, okay, girl, let me, like, meet you at goth night at Bar Sinister in Hollywood. I go. And then on the way, she's like, oh, I think there might be a dress code. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, luckily I was wearing like a gray sweatshirt, like a gray button up, and like black pants and like black leather boots and like my black leather bag and my like Steve Bannon like Filson rain jacket. I was like, I think I'll be okay. And I was okay. They didn't even like clock my tee at all. They're like, come on in. You know, goths are like very friendly. If they think you're one of, if you have an edge, I was like, okay, I do have an edge. I've still got it. And I had a great time. I met Chloe's friend, Mary, who's mad cool. We kind of just, like, danced the night away a little bit. Danced the night away enough. You know, the ceilings are very tall there. I don't know. I was just, like, happy to have, like, room to breathe. The outdoor cigarette area was great. There was, like, a fountain with, like, liquid ice. And it was spooky-ooky, quite frankly. And it's just always great to see Chloe. And I saw Chloe every day except for one day where I didn't see anyone. So, like, Chloe was, like, the VIP of my LA trip. So, thank you, Diva. I took an Uber Black home because it was cheaper than an Uber X. And I was like, okay. Like, a Suburban picking me up in LA outside of a goth club. I'm like, who do I think I am? But I was like, whatever. Like, I don't know. I still feel like a gas guzzler is so inappropriate in California. So I was like, this is so wrong. This is downright naughty. So anyways, whatever. I didn't give a shit. I just like got home, went to bed, woke up. And, you know, I was fucking dying to get to Erewhon. Because I was like, you know, 0.8 mile down Sunset. Not a bad walk at all. But walking in LA is different than walking in New York. 0.8 is just like, you don't really think you're even walking. You're kind of just like seeing people, faces pass by. You got your headphones in. Yeah, you're looking in store windows quickly because you're walking so fast. You're like breaking the sound barrier with how loud you're stomping, pounding the pavement. Walking just down Sunset's a little bit different, but, and it was like raining. So I had like my hood up. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, why, God, why? And so I get the keto breakfast sandwich, which, like, it's kind of like, they look like pancakes, but smaller and flatter. And they're made of, like, I didn't even look. It was just bacon, egg, and cheese, like, avocado. Very good. You get, like, a green juice, the glass bottle, which I think is only, like, $11, which I know sounds like a lot of money. But, like, actually, like, I remember going to Juice Press in, like, 2012 and paying, like, $12 for the little plastic bullshit. So Erewhon's cheap, quite frankly. Then I go home, I think. And then, hold on. Yes, I go home. Oh, and then I meet, okay. Then I meet Chloe again and Maddie and another woman named, I believe, Rosie. I didn't write it down, but I think her name was Rosie. We meet at Squirrel. That's Squirl. You know, Chloe orders a muffin, has like one bite. Maddie orders like this bowl that's just like, I described it as like the Pizza Hut buffet, all the stuff you like don't want to eat around the trays. It's like kale and random like nuts and stuff. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look good. No offense. Like, I wouldn't eat that. And I think Rosie got, like, a pesto kind of panini flatbread thing. I was like, okay, I smell what you're stepping in. I got, like, a bowl of, like, porridge. It was, like, a long-cooked chicken rice porridge. It was, like, pulled chicken. Fucking delicious. I don't know if they were, like, it wasn't, like, Funyuns. Were they, like, crispy onions of some sort. It was all brown. I love an all brown meal. Keep it brown. I'm down with brown. I would get it again. I could eat it like every other day. This is like truly good. So I order the, you order the counter, they bring it to you, and then the man who set my food down, I look up at his face. It's my friend Alex Lopez from New York, who I haven't seen in like fucking years. I was like, Alex? He's like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. So that was really cute. Also, I saw, like, an old neighbor of mine in Greenpoint that we have a lot of mutual friends in common with, but I think we just decided, like, we don't even need to say hi. Like, we have nothing. Yeah, we're not going to do it. Nothing against her whatsoever. Like, truly, I think we were just kind of like, hey, you don't need to do this. Just really freeing, quite frankly. Also, walking. Oh, so I picked up Maddie Finney lived, like, a little less, like, 0.9 miles from my Airbnb. I'm not going to completely dox her location, but it is up a hill, like the entirety of a hill. And walking up is definitely difficult. I think walking down is even harder. I'm like, my feet are like, they don't, I never notice I'm sliding around in my boots while I'm walking normally, but walking down like a 45 degree hill, I'm like, okay, am I going to fall over? Like, how do I even do this? How do I walk this way? And talk this way. But I was with Chloe and Rosie. They'd like been walking all day and walking home. I don't know. They wanted to walk. I can't stop them. I wasn't getting in the way. And we run into Brandon Wardell, and like, I know he saw me and like kept walking, but then we're at the same intersection on Sunset. I'm like, okay, bitch, I'm saying hi to you because like we can't be like the only four people standing at this like empty ass intersection. And I'm like, hey, Brandon. He's like, oh my God, hey, Dan. I was like, yeah, I know, bitch. Like, you already knew it was about to happen. Like, you just turned around a second ago. And then, yeah, I think I just walked to get cigarettes at some gas station. And then, okay, I think this is all the same day. I was packing it in. I did more socializing in LA than I did in New York the entire winter. I'm like almost not even kidding you. My friend Nick Chicola was visiting LA. He was like house sitting. And like, I think he can like work remotely now. So he was doing that. So he was staying in Beachwood Canyon. We met at La Poubelle for happy hour, which by the way, highly recommend. They're like, happy hour wine is like $7 for the house rent. It like wasn't bad at all. I was expecting like horrific wine. Totally good. I would have gotten a second glass. No prob. We got like a falafel and like a hummus plate. Comes with a little salad. We like ate just enough food. The food is cheap. You did have to like order and pay with a QR code, which is weird because it kind of looks like Lucien inside, but like, again, tall ceilings. Then we go to like Gelson's, get some firewood, and he's like, we can just walk up the hill to this house. And I'm like, oh, another hill. Another hill. And it was up like the hill, like up like the road, not the, yeah, it was the street that Gelson's is on. And there's like this like really faggy like country mart where I got like a couple bottles of wine. The wines don't have prices on them. You have to turn them around. And the price, I'm not even kidding you, like what I thought was an average bottle of wine, I turned around, it'd be like $158.99. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you crazy? And this is like towards the bottom of the shelf too. And I'm like, what's on the upper shelf? I finally found one bottle of wine under 30. I'm like, girl, we got to get out of here. Goes to Gelson's, buy some wood. Cause it's like an outdoor kind of like those Swedish kind of like metal dome, like chimney things. We walk up the hill. Oh boy. It was a walk. And it's like, you know, you're on the sidewalk for a while, then you get off on like the side streets and it's just like narrow, classic LA, like the cars parked on one side, constant blind winding corners. And then you're just, you know, suddenly a fat guy walking in the middle of the road. Looking for headlights so you can like maybe jump out of the way in time. I mean, that's a little extreme, but like people don't drive that crazy, but like someone could be driving crazy. You never know. So we walk past this like fucking one of the craziest estates I've ever seen in my entire fucking life at night. It's like white, huge windows, kind of like cathedral-esque. And he's like, yeah, so Andy Samberg and Joanna Newsom are like our neighbors. I'm like, what? He's like, I saw Joanna Newsom like taking out the garbage yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. That's so crazy. Look it up. It's like Charlie Chaplin's old house. The name is like Montbell. It's like, just look up like Andy Samberg, Joanna Newsom's house. It's in Beachwood Canyon. Oh, it's like too big. I'm like, what are they doing in there? I mean, the harps take up a lot of room. So like, you know, I'm happy she gets the space. And then, you know, Nick had to go to bed early because he has to, like, wake up. He's, like, working on New York time, so he has to start work at, like 6:30 a.m. So he has to wake up at, like, 6, like, the latest, you know? So it was, like, 9:30, and, you know, fire's winding down, and I'm texting Sam Buckington, and he's like, do you want to meet at Akbar, me and my boyfriend JT? And I was like, okay, like, yeah, I'm just saying yes to everything because, like, I don't want to live with regrets. I want to make memories. And then I want to have this podcast as, like, a record to be like, this is what you did, bitch. You go to Akbar. Pretty, like, chill evening. I don't know. We were just having drinks, chit-chatting. And then, like, at around, like, 12:30. God, I guess I'd been there for a while. Oh, yeah, I got really drunk this night. nothing, like, stupid happened when I got home. I don't really drink beer, especially after having, like, that much wine. I was just like, oh, I might throw up. I'll just go to bed. Maybe if I throw up in the bed, who cares? But there was the blood moon, which, like, do not ask me how this happens. It was, like, a lunar eclipse, blood moon. It was, like... everyone from Akbar came, like, spilled out in the streets. I was looking up the sky. I would just say, in general, like, looking up the sky is kind of terrifying. It just is. You're like, oh, God. That's why we look at our phones, because we don't want to look up at the sky. There might be more answers up there, if you really think about it. So the moon was, like, red. It was, like, red, and it's, like, blue, kind of, like, white, like, flash of light tinge at the top. It was so bright. I don't know, guys. Like, it was just such a weird experience. It was stunning, arresting, beautiful. It was just a little odd, though, to be around, like, when you see all the people from inside the bar outside. It wasn't, like, broad daylight, but it was very bright, and I was just like, ugh. Like, okay, I'm not interested anymore. Under the harsh moonlight, I was not interested anymore. Okay, so then I guess I think Sam gave me a ride home. Sam gave me a ride home. He's a gentleman. Either that or I took an Uber. I don't remember. I think he gave me a ride home. It is right down the street. I could walk, but, like, at night, I just, like, don't know who I'm going to run into. I'm afraid of getting abducted, too. I feel like walking down Sunset at night's, like, I mean, sound off in the comments if you live in LA and you're like, you're stupid for thinking that. But I'm afraid of getting abducted. I mean, you could say, you know, like, oh, don't take the train in New York because you could get set on fire and people just film you and not even try to stop you and cops will walk by. You'd probably still take the train. But I think it's a little different in LA. I'm like a walking target. I don't know. Is it raining right now? Hold on. God damn, I was going to, like, smoke a cigarette because we're kind of at the halfway point. Yeah, I'm still going to smoke a cigarette. Sorry. I'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. Okay. Okay, we're back. Part two of the LA Diaries. This episode is definitely for fans of the minutia. I have another episode. I'm probably going to record this weekend because I have, like, the bug again. The podcasting bug, not, like, the norovirus. Also, I'm getting text messages from a fucking Partiful. Partiful, that fucking website where you get invited to shit. That people are commenting on the wall of the post. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Anyways, the other topics have been absolutely piling up, so I need to clear the cobwebs. There's a lot, quite frankly. Anywho, okay, back to Los Angeles. I wake up after the blood moon. I walk to a place called Bravo Toast because Brandon Wardell said that he likes it there, and it was very close to the place I was staying at. I get a breakfast burrito. Really good. I gotta say, in general, I did not have one bad thing to eat in Los Angeles. Even, like, kind of mediocre food, like, was better. And I might just absolutely say this right now. I think the food in LA is better. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's like, I didn't gain any weight. I ate whatever I wanted to. I drank every single day in Los Angeles too. Like, some days more than others. I will say some days more than others. But I don't drink every day in New York. I know it's, like, shocking to some people.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here.
It's literally true, though.
Act the fool.
It was just hard not to. Anyways, breakfast burrito, Bravo Toast, good. Only person there. I don't even know what day of the week this is. I was like, okay, I'm the only person here. There's, like, a big outdoor area, kind of big indoor area, kind of like a small, not like a grocery store, but there's, like, a little, it seems like you would just go, people go there. It's a great location in Silver Lake, right off Sunset. It's, like, on Sunset, basically. I don't know. I'm like, where are all the people? But I wasn't complaining because, like, that's what I want. I want a world without fucking people. I want to be a fucking ghost. I don't want to even be alive, really. I'd like to witness life. I don't want to be a part of it. I've had enough. Anyways, I get, like, an Airbnb DM from my host, and they're like, there's gonna be a small film crew today. film crew. Okay, I said film crew. You could tell it's like a gay indie, like maybe like a short, and there was like a fake sex scene. I was like, okay, this is not exactly what I signed up for. It wasn't like, it wasn't porn. I know you're thinking, oh, they're probably filming porn. It was like dialogue. And I heard someone say like, oh, like you're like a lazy top. And I'm like, okay, well, here we go. But I love being near the magic of Hollywood. So that was great. And then for like a, I had like lunch plans with Heather to go to the smokehouse, but like, she's like, do you maybe want to do an early dinner? And I was like, yes. Because I was pretty fucking hungover from the Blood Moon night where I had like, I don't know, like 5 glasses of wine and like 6 beers and like almost threw up. And I was like, we can absolutely do an early dinner. I think we agreed to meet at like 4:30. Heather picks me up. So nice of her. That was the first time I'd seen her. I was like, oh my God, girl. She drives us to Burbank. Again, it's raining. It had been raining almost the entire time up until this point. If you've heard of the smokehouse, it is where, and the reason why we went there was it's where on season one of The Valley, where Jax and Kristen have lunch. And it's this like iconic, like it's next to like Warner Brothers Studios lot. It's this, I don't know, mid-century like gem, red leather boots. I mean, they're not real leather, but like, you know, booths, fireplaces, stone. It's so perfect. It is so perfect. So we ended up with like Sam Buck and his boyfriend JT. They were late and I did crucify them because like, I don't know, we've been talking about like lateness, me and Heather, and I was like, I think I'm gonna pop off. Well, I was just like, they missed out on some good shit. Like, we got garlic bread and like they missed almost the entire garlic bread because I'm like, you're so late. And like this photographer comes around. It was just me and Heather in the booth and like took a picture of us and like gave us a little postcard. I was like, Sam and JT could have been in this picture if they were on time. You know what? Not my cross to bear. I already had like a full Cosmo and like sidecar. It comes like, you know, little ice thing. Oh God, it's so cute. Food bad. Okay, but like Kristen and Jax, this scene was so funny and so classic, Kristen and Jax, because like they'd known each other for 16 years, and Jax invites Kristen to the smokehouse for lunch, and she's like, you know I'm a vegetarian, right? There's, like, nothing for me to eat here. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Did I know that? Like, God damn it. It's, you can't write this stuff. It's too perfect. But, you know, just from the visuals, I'd assume that Heather had been, like, going there for her entire fucking life, and I thought Sam had been at least, you know, there once or twice. None of us had been there, so it was like a really nice experience to all share together. So cool. Highly recommended the smokehouse. The food, well, you know, there is a little bit to be desired. I got like the prime rib, which is actually fine, like totally good. Sam got like barbecue chicken that seemed to be a little on the dry side.
It's very dry. It's almost kind of like your vagina.
Exactly. JT got a baked potato, a baked potatoes, and because like, oh my God, I do a bit about this in the upcoming episode of Nose Candy, which I'll get into. So I'm not gonna like do it again on this pod. But if you order like a baked potato, they come around this like little like handheld like little like it has like 3 vessels in it, and like it's like butter, sour cream, and like chives, and like apply it to the baked potato like right in front of you, and it was so magical. Like we saw it, like we clocked a fucking baked potato across the room, like the steam coming off the baked potato and like the smell, and we're all just like, okay, someone's gotta get the baked potato. And luckily JT did get the baked potato. Oh, Heather got like a filet and ate like half of it. I'm like, oh no, I was fine. I mean, give me a couple of Cosmos and like I'm good. Heather bought the like free, so like this whole like thing is so crazy. So they take a digital photo of you like a DSLR. They give you the postcard for free. That's like the picture and like other stuff. It's like it's not just the picture of you. It's like you inlaid in a like frame in the postcard sized 4x6 printout and like other smokehouse, like, you know, visuals. And then they print out like three other photos and like in a like a black kind of matte frame with like gold trimming. And they bring them out to you like, you know, these are $15 each. And it was just like me and Heather in a booth. I look so red in the face and like so wide and like. But like I didn't want to, I wasn't even like, I look like shit. I just like kept it to myself. I looked bad in all the photos, but she like bought one anyways. And I was like, this is so sweet. I like almost wish I bought one too, but like I knew I didn't have anyone to like really transport it, and we got like fucked up and like I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, Smokehouse, A+. Also, there's like a bar inside, like a different room that's like this huge, like not even like a half circle, like a quarter circle, but it's so big. And there's also like little smaller tables, not like big booths. And it was like full. We and Heather got there at 4:30 for the reservation, and like it was full. And it was like a week. It was like Thursday, maybe. No, maybe it was Friday. No, it was Thursday. Oh, because I got to LA on Tuesday, not Wednesday. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, also, who cares? It was a day of the week that was not a weekend. Okay. Anyways, or wait, was it Friday? I think the waiters were little name tags, or we had an Asian woman, her name was Mimi. I was like, oh, of course, thinking of Mimi, I'm first. Anyways. Let's just say that was, did, no, it was Friday, because then we went from Smokehouse, it was Friday. It was Friday, because we went to watch Drag Race at 33 Taps, like I'd done 2 years prior. Chloe, angel sent from heaven, got there early to save seats for us. Don't you, lady? And the episode was like, I don't even know. It was fucking such a slog. If you've been to 33 Taps, you know, I think it's probably a local chain. If not, it has like chain vibes, but it's like one big open room. Kind of like windows on two sides, huge like floor to ceiling windows. You order from the QR code. It's a sports bar that has like beer, but on Friday nights they screen Drag Race. There's like drag queens, like kind of, you know, we did bingo before Drag Race for like an hour. And they're playing Drag Race on most of the TVs. There's sports playing silently on some TVs. We were seated near the corner, next to the corner table of like an entire family, and these two drunk dudes were just like constantly getting up and out of the booth. Like the tables are like elevated and like bolted to the ground, and there's like a narrow kind of like space between the tables. They were always just kind of like getting in and out. It was like so fucking annoying. I'm just going, you have no idea how bad this gets. Like you have no idea how bad this is about to fucking get. So, like, Drag Race is playing on the speakers. Everyone is fucking gay and watching Drag Race. And, like, these two dudes are watching this one basketball game, standing up literally right next to me. Like, their head is, like, next to, like, where the wall of this booth is. Like, 6 inches away. Screaming, like, let's go! Let's go! Pass the ball! And, like, clapping. And I'm like, what in the fucking absolute child is going on? Like, everyone, I look around, like, it's not even just like our table, it's like everyone in the fucking huge ass establishment is like looking at them. The drag queens on the microphone, like, wow, there's one table here, like, here, not here for Drag Race. Like, it was very known, and I was the one sitting directly, they're like standing up, like almost shoulder to shoulder with me, screaming at the top of their lungs. And at one point, I just fucking had enough, and I just kind of like whipped my head around. I was like, yo, dude, you're yelling in my fucking ear. And I feel like I did get some respect from the LA community, because they're like, oh, I would never. They're like, oh, do you want to come sit over here? I'm like, no, bitch, I'm going to say something. And he just like pretended I didn't exist, and, you know, like gay people don't exist. That's how I took it. I was like, oh, boy. There was steam just like shooting out of my ears. I was like,
my God, there's room for everybody. Let's just say that.
So I'm just like, okay, well, there's nothing that I can really do again, because I feel like if I say, I don't say that, I felt like kind of scared. I'm like, this dude just might like break a bottle over my head or something. Like, I didn't want to push it further than I already kind of just did. And the game ends like 10 minutes before the end of the Drag Race episodes. They actually like leave immediately. I'm like, okay, because I have 10 minutes of like peace now.
Activate happy dance.
Okay, I gotta delete that off the soundboard. It's not a good one. It's not a good one. Anyways, I had a great time. Then Heather and Johnny leave, and then everyone's like, we're going to Abdi's. I'm like, oh. No one like officially like invited me anywhere. I was like, go outside. I'm like, just gonna smoke a cigarette and go home. And I'm like, can I come with you guys? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. I'd met Abdi before. He lived kind of nearby, like a 5-minute car ride. Such a cute house. I see like Paul Sapoya, another friend from New York, Michael, and you know, it's just like a nice like friend, like chill hangout. Lady Gaga only, all eras, a playlist of Lady Gaga, like all the songs I liked. I was like, okay, I really like LA, like I can get used to this. Abdi was like, please smoke cigarettes inside my house. I don't smoke. And like, no one else really did. And I was like, I'm like, no, I'm gonna go outside on this porch, beautiful porch, and just like get some air. We play like charades, and one of my charades was, the category was trans people grooming children, and I kind of like did this thing, and I was like, oh god, this is gonna be bad. It is gonna be bad. I kind of like acted like the Hulk, and then I think I like shot myself up with an estrogen, and then started acting like a big titty hoe, and then like petting a child's head, and then someone got it, and I was like, okay, Jesus Christ. It was tough, but nevertheless I persisted. And then, so the gay guys wanted to, like, go out to, like, it seemed like a circuit party. I just, like, had, you know, a few days in a row, I'm like, oh, I've really been burning the candle at both ends. Like, I don't know if I can do that. And Chloe and Mary, who was at Goth Night, she appeared at Abdi's. I just, like her vibe, and she seems, like, really fucking cool, and she's, like, so gorgeous. And I was like, ladies, do you want us, like, go to, like, a wine bar and have a drink? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, thank you. Thank God. That's why I want to end a night. I want to gab. I want to chit-chat, you know, talk about stuff. And this is exactly what we did. I don't know the name of the bar. I didn't write it down. It was on Sunset, but, like, further east from where I was staying, but not too far. Kind of, like, dark on the inside. Barely anyone there. I'm like, I love that. But we sat outside in the back, kind of, like, parking lot, and just, like, ripped cigs and, like, of course, they had one glass of wine. I had two, but whatever. I do things a little bit differently. Okay. So, Mary gives me a ride home. Shout out, Mary. Go to bed, wake up, and it's time to go get lunch with Jacques Peterson. I get to Erewhon. I'm like, let's do Erewhon. I was like, just kidding, it literally wasn't weird at all. I had like a very nice time with him. I got like a steak. It was like 11:30, I think we decided to meet. I got this steak and egg breakfast burrito, which I've been kind of dying to try. It was very good, but it had a lot of peppers inside, like green, red, and yellow peppers. I don't like roasted peppers, guys. Not when they're like long and have a lot of presence. If they're like minced or like diced up, sure. Sure. So I was picking peppers out, which felt very childish, but I'm like, I really don't like this texture. It stems back from me getting like food poisoning from nachos in a very weird place in Hammondsport, New York, when I was like 12. Still traumatized this day. Took me a while to go over egg rolls too, because I got food poisoning at Corning Museum of Glass from the buffet. I got an egg roll from a buffet and I was sick for a long time. Egg rolls, roasted peppers, ugh, I could live without them. sure all of you love them, which most people do. Why wouldn't you? Because you've never been sick like I have been. Okay, all right, all right, all right. Okay, so, you know, we have lunch, we catch up, blah, blah, blah. Of course, he's not eating because he's, like, has a date later with his boyfriend. I'm like, okay. We got it, girl. Where is that? God. I just, like, don't know how to use a soundboard anymore. Where is everything? Where is we got it, girl?
We got it, girl. We got it.
Okay, great. That was worth it. And then it was sunny. It was so beautiful. I was like, let's just like walk around the neighborhood. On the way there, I'd passed. This was Saturday. I passed like a farmer's market, a little flea market. I don't know. People just selling shit on the street. I was like, let's just. I mean, that's like, what else are we gonna do? He doesn't have a car. I don't have a car. We gotta walk. So we walk around, you know, look at the little flea market stuff, take a stroll in the neighborhood. I see this like random like vintage store on, I don't know what street it was on. I don't know the name of it. It was in a little house right off Sunset near where I was staying. And I heard Crystal Castles playing. And I was like, okay, let's pop in. And I'm glad I did because I bought a little jacket, a spring jacket for myself. Is like a khaki Tommy Hilfiger zip up. The prices of this place were like kind of high, but this didn't have a price on it. And I pull it out and I'm like, I know what I'm going to do. Cause like, you know, it was just me and Jacques in the store and this kind of like straight kind of art handler looking guy seemed to be the owner. And I feel like, you know, when you're having a funny conversation with someone and like the only other person in the room is like listening and like probably enjoying it. This is what I tell myself. I was like, I'm anything so I'm cool. And I pulled the jacket. I was like, it's okay. So it's like a khaki, like kind of classic jacket zipper. The zipper itself has like a Tommy Hilfiger logo kind of like pull on it. The collar is, what is it? The collar is khaki, but the inside is this like hunter green. It's also got like the blue and white kind of like pinstripe underneath where like the button is for the collar. Just like subtle details that made it so elevated for me and stuff you just don't see anymore. So I pull this out. I was like, oh my God, Jacques, did you know that Tommy Hilfiger is from my hometown? He's like, oh my God, where? So I don't know why I did JoJo Siwa for his voice. He's like, oh my God, where? Like Elmira, New York. Like, I'm from New York. I don't pay more than I have to. So, like, I'd seen similar jackets in the store, and they were, like, $148 or, like, $160. I was like, hey, how much is this jacket? And he's like, I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, we can do $80. I'm like, $80's good. I didn't want to. I was like, that's the most. In my head, I'm like, $80's. I'm maxing out at $80. He said $80. I'm like, all right. Well, it's meant to be. And then I wore it for the rest of the trip. It was so perfect. It's very thin. There's no lining. It'd be great for New York. It looks good with my like light colored jeans too, and dark colored jeans. You can do khaki a few different ways, but I don't have a khaki jacket. Clock it. I'm starting to get really autistic. And then I think I just went home, and I finally met my Airbnb host. He was on the porch, Chris. There was a film crew, and I was like, I walk up the drive, I'm like, hey, are you Chris? He's like, huh? I'm like, hey, I'm Dan. I've been like living in your house for 3 days. He's like, oh, okay, hey. And he like kind of comes off it's like a Craftsman, like gorgeous home. Just the right size. Big, not too big, but like there's a lot of tiny homes in LA. So it's like a moderate size home. Comes off the front porch on the steps. He's like, oh, sorry, we can't really be too loud. They're filming. So I was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, how are you? And he's like, good. I'm like, good. Yeah, I love the place. He's like, oh, good. And I'm like, yeah, love the neighborhood too. He's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, bitch, are you going to fucking ask me? What do I have to like guide this? I'm a stranger living in your home. Don't you want to know anything about me? Don't you have like one question? Do you have one question for the stranger in your home? It was fine though. Like, I don't know. I think I caught him off guard. You know, I didn't expect too much, and honestly, it's fine, but I was going like, having to exit the conversation was tough. I was just like, okay, I have to lay down now. He's like, okay. I was like, well, no, I've been walking all day. It's hot out. He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm not used to it, okay? I'm not used to walking around. I'm from New York. Jesus Christ. I don't know. It just wasn't. I'm like, he fucking hates me. Not hates me. I'm like, he thinks I'm weird as fuck. Like, I just didn't. It didn't go well. I'll get to this later, but he did a glowing review on my Airbnb profile. That will be coming up soon. Oh my God. Wait, there's so many more topics. This is going to be a long one. I thought we were doing like an hour. I was kind of rushing it at the beginning, and now I've like settled in. It's going to be like, we're going to be here for a while. Okay, you know what? I'm smoking another fucking cigarette. I'm doing it. And then it's going to be chapter 3 of the LA Diaries. So we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. It's part 3 of the LA Diaries. Things get pretty interesting this night, Saturday night. I made a flyer and I texted some friends, you know, meet me at Ye Rustic Inn at 7 p.m. in Los Feliz. This bar, you know, Heather's like dad used to go there. It has like lore and stuff. I'd never been. It seems very cute. And I was like, you know, it seems like a good location for people to meet. Not too pretentious, I'll say that. It's like the Bar Palace in Greenpoint. It's kind of the equivalent, which is like right across the street from my house. Which I shouldn't tell you. Anyways, so I made a major like social faux pas. I mean, I feel bad talking about it, but like, okay, I did something very stupid. Out of respect for like the parties involved, I will just use fake names. I have two friends, women named Vivica. One, Vivica, I know from New York. She's been a supporter of the pod, my artwork, like, I know her. Another Vivica is my friend's sister I've met a couple times that lives in LA. What had happened was, okay, so I get to the bar at 7, I have a beer, no one's there yet, I get a second beer, Heather Juju shows up, and then a booth opens up, so we sit in a booth in the corner, I'm like, this is perfect, it's just me and Heather, and then New York Vivica shows up and sits down, and I didn't recognize her at first. Like, took, I don't know, I just like didn't, her hair was lighter or something, and I was like, hey, you know, like hey, I'm like thinking like, wait, I know, I just like, I can't place her. I feel so, I was very socially anxious. The bar was so crowded, I was like nervous about like everything. And you know, she like introduces herself to Heather, she's like, my name's Vivica, but these are fake names. But I'm like, hey, I tried to not be weird, but I think she was like, what's up? I'm like, wait, I'm like, I was like, where do I know you from again? I'm like, oh God, I'm like, she's like, we met at Annie's birthday party. Meanwhile, I met this Vivica Anna Kajian's birthday party. I didn't know what even called her Annie, so I was thinking Annie Hamilton. So I got even like further away from the truth. And it did click later when we like had a cigarette, and I was like, oh my God. But I didn't say, I was like, I'm sure she knew something was up. But she stayed for a while and like seemed to enjoy my friends, and it was good. But I was like, oh fuck, I also then forgot, I was just like too overwhelmed. I like also had forgotten to invite my friend's sister, who I like told her I was gonna send an invite to. I just texted the wrong Vivica, because I thought the Vivica that showed up literally lived in like either New York or like Europe. So Vivica, I think both Vivicas listened to the pod. I'm so sorry to both of you. I fucked up big time. Tried to play it off. I don't know if I played it off. I feel like a huge asshole. It still haunts me. It will haunt me for months, if not fucking years. And I know I might sound fake and random on the pod, but I think it's like something that should be shared in jest. You know, it's just sometimes things just happen. I'm glad you came. Vivica and Heather seem to hit it off, and like I think they exchanged phone numbers. I'm like, oh cool, like yeah, like I, you know, this Vivica like gets the fucking vibe. She's like, extremely fucking, like, sharp and, like, gets the vibe. Like, the vibe. It was great to see you. I wish I wasn't such a fucking retard. Like, straight up retard. Like, I really haven't, I didn't even know I had it in me to be that retarded anymore. But you learn something new every fucking day. Anyways, there's a waiter who was, like, the biggest whore I've ever seen in my entire life. It was, like, shocking. She was, like, if, like, Hannah Burner had, like, giant tits and was wearing, like, a Britney Spears, like, oops, I did it again outfit, like, short skirt, white button-up, no bra, buttoned halfway down. I was, like, her tits are going to fall out. It was crazy. I was, like, I need to call, like, animal control. There's was a cougar on the loose. She was, like, my age. She was younger than me. I was, like, whoa, I didn't know they did that anywhere. LA's a little different. You see things, you're, like, that's different. The tab system, I was, like, so, you know, my friend starts showing up, and it's like, you can't, once you get it in a booth, like, you can't order from the bar. They have, like, servers come around, even though it's, like, so fucking crowded, because they serve food, people get, like, wings and stuff, and the servers have, like, climbed through people to, like, take a drink order. I'm like, yo, I could just, like, wait in line at the bar, and, like, but they move my tab over to the thing, and I'm like, you know, asking people, like, how does this work? Like, are they, and, like, I just, I know, basically, everyone's gonna put their drinks on my tab, and I'm, like, have to, like, pay for it, basically, and I just have to be cool with that. I guess it is my little event. I did, like, a $200 tab, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. Alex, Lou, Ashley, Jill, Philip, Patrick Sandberg came kind of on the early side, too, and it was, like, so nice to see him. We have not seen each other in person. He had, like, a little dinner at Baccarat maybe, like, a couple years ago, and that was, like, the last I'd seen him in person. I mean, we text a lot, but he's nice to, like, gab with, you know? And he was drinking, so I got some, like, tea out of him. And I'm not spilling any of it tonight, but I was like, ooh, I know a lot of stuff about stuff. The stuff was stuffing, mama, quite frankly. I don't want to forget anyone. Chloe came. Daniel came. Daniel's boyfriend came. Brandon Murphy, who I know from Instagram, who's, like, mad cute, but, like, kind of, like, had a drink and left. He's like, I have to work tonight on the computer stuff at, like 11 p.m. I'm like, girl, what? That doesn't seem very L.A. And then at a certain point, the Eagle had landed. Sky Ferreira showed up. And people are like, oh, did, like, Patrick, like, bring Sky? I'm like, no, bitch. Actually, me and Sky have been messaging each other for years, and I sent her the flyer, and she's like, great, I live nearby. I'm not doxing her location. I'll be there. I was like, okay, period. So, like, Sky came. We were chatting. We were drinking. We were all, I mean, everyone's, like, getting, like, drunk. Like, drunk. TVs were so bright. I closed the tab. I wasn't happy. I made an Instagram post. It was like, if you put drinks on my tab, like, can you pay me? And I deleted it after, like, 30 seconds. I'm like, bitch, just fucking grow up. Grow a pair. Pay the fucking bill. Don't do this. Don't make yourself look that way. It's unbecoming. And then we're like, ooh, let's go to this dive bar across the street called the Drawing Room. So, like, me, Patrick, Sky, Alex, Ashley, Lou Magnano. I think I forgot to mention him earlier. He's a fixture. We walk across the street. Like, it's directly across the street. It wasn't, I mean, it's, like, divey, but I just kind of, like, liked it there. I don't know. Drinking beer, chatting, you know, me, Sky, Patrick, Sky. I just can't say something about Sky for where I'm, like, I'm in the presence of, like, one of my fucking sheroes. And we're there for a while. And then eventually everyone just starts to leave. And then it was just, like, me and Sky were the last people there. And we were, I was like, wait, I'm like, it's just me and Sky? Like, we're the last men standing. And I ended up walking her home, which was an honor and a fucking privilege. And, like, I think that, like, again, I'm not even going to allude to her location. I don't think she walked me to her front door. We're kind of just, like, standing in the middle of, like, a big hedge. And she's like, okay, we're here. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I get it. I was like, okay, let me call an Uber. And it was like 7 minutes away. I'm like, oh, well, we might be here for a minute. And she stayed with me. We had a cigarette. Then I got my little Uber and I went home. And I was like, what a fucking night. I'm like, I love Los Angeles. Like, that was so cool. Even though I did like the dumbest shit in the world with the whole Vivica thing, I was like, this is gonna plague me till the end of my days, as it should. Like, it really should. That was, but it was fine. I think it's fine. Anyways, the next day, so this is what, Sunday, I was like, okay, today's literally my hangover day. Like, I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not doing anything I don't want to do. People are like, oh, it's LA Marathon today. I was like, they do that there? They do the marathon in LA? Like, I think people just, I'm like, it's such an active lifestyle place. I feel like the marathon's a little, like, gratuitous at that point. It's like, don't throw it in our face. Though I do love marathons because, like, as I mentioned on a previous episode, the marathon brought me to tears the last time I saw it in New York a few months ago. Because it's, like, regular people running. It's not, like, Chelsea Gays. It's, like, your neighborhood, like, Allstate agent, like, running. And you're like, wait, this bitch can run 26.2 miles? Like, and everyone's just, like, clapping and cheering for strangers. It's honestly beautiful and, like, astounding. I didn't see the marathon, though, but people are like, oh, it's in your neighborhood. I'm like, is it? I take a long walk to, no, that it's probably a mile. I went to Casita del Campo. Got, like, chicken enchiladas for lunch. It was, like, 11:30 noon. I got a michelada, which I never get a michelada because I'm like, beer and juice. I'm like, that's random. But then I was like, this does seem like the perfect, it seems like the weather for a michelada. Gotta say, perfect drink. A Bloody Mary can be a little much because it's like vodka and it's like soup. A michelada was like, I've had a michelada awakening. It was delicious. And I had only one. I had one drink. And then, hold on, I need to sip some wine. And I just, like, walk home, pick up some cigarettes, and I also pick up a six-pack of hard kombucha. So I noticed they have the same brand. Like, I was like, wait, all right. Well, I'll just put it in the fridge and see what happens. I just get in bed, watch some TV, catch up on some stuff. I think I started watching the Netflix show Adolescence, which, like, fucked me up, and I will talk about next episode. It's, like, way too intense for, like, as hungover as I was. But I will say, being hungover on vacation, also the weather was beautiful. I was walking around. I was, like, active. I wasn't feeling that terrible. And I was like, okay, I'm going to use the hot tub for the first time. I'm going to use the hot tub. But, okay, wait, before I got home, this is how different LA is than New York. There's a mentally ill, I think he must have been homeless, but, like, he was, like, kind of young and kind of cute, and he was just, like, screaming on Sunset Boulevard, just, like, screaming, like, kind of, like, you know when you're, like, either really drunk or really hungover and you have, like, all your, like, family issues kind of come rushing to the surface and you just want to, like, yell? And, like, but he was doing it. He was, like, actually yelling. He's, like, Dad, you don't fucking, like, you fucking suck, Dad. It was, like, so kind of, like, immature and crazy. And I'm passing this guy, and another gay guy's passing me walking the opposite direction on the sidewalk, and this gay guy just goes, yuck. I was like, what the fuck? It was loud. He was like, yuck. Like, oh my God. I'm like, are we in West Hollywood or Silver Lake? My God. I had no idea people talked like that. Anyways, I go home. I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me just, like, get a couple hard kombuchas out. Let me open up the hot tub, put the bathing suit on, get in the hot tub, watch the sunset. You know, you can see across, like, my view was, like, north to, like, the northern side of, like, Sunset Boulevard. So there's, like, hills, or the hills and, like, homes, like, kind of nestled together. And the sunset light was, like, hitting those houses, like, very beautifully. And, like, my iPhone 15 Pro Max, the camera, the 5X, was taking very crisp pictures. I could, like, see people's, like, windows, like, from a so far away. I was like, this is cool. I'm also like, why am I doing that? I don't know. I spent like 2 hours in the hot tub. I look at my phone. I look at James Charles' Instagram story, and he's like, it's a hot tub kind of night. I was like, oh. We're so in sync, James Charles and I. It's like truly astounding. Anyways, I end up I drink the whole six pack in the hot tub. Like, I just was like, fuck it, I'm hungover, these taste nice, I'm on vacation. Also, I'm doing like alcoholic math where I'm like, if you're hungover, you have drinks that then they like start to cancel the hangover. Then you kind of like start over again. I was like, okay, I think like I had to like have four drinks to cancel the hangover. Then I just only had like two drinks. So I'm like, I had two drinks, I'm fine. It's like I just had like seven. I do. God. Anyways, so go to bed, wake up, and I had a 12:30 call time for Nose Candy Podcast.
Black stockings, white shoes, shouldn't be allowed in the church.
So I go to Erewhon, I didn't write it down, but I had something. Oh, I had the like bacon, egg, cheese quesadilla with some salsa verde. Delicious. And there was like a really cute kind of Brooklyn indie guy working. He's like, this quesadilla is so good. We're like making like meaningful eye contact. And I was like, uh-huh. Also looked like the least good thing I've like ever had there. It looked so like fat guy thing to get on the menu. I'm like, oh, he's humoring me. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, it's my first time trying it. He's like, do you have your, like, rewards card? I was like, no. I was like, do I give my whole life story? I'm like, actually, I'm just visiting from New York. I'd love to live here someday. I was like, oh, no, I don't have it on me. It's whatever. Anyways, that's it for that. I eat outside. Beautiful day. Finally, it's sunny. I'm like, God, I love Los Angeles. Like, I fucking love L.A. I decided to kind of take, I left the house a little early just so I could like maybe meander around a little bit, take some pictures. Not to dox Maddie's locationa, but there is a park kind of nearby. And I was like, well, maybe I'll walk by Squirrel and get like a beverage to, sit in the park with and then kill some time. I do walk by Squirrel. There's like this bagel place across the street there's like a line out the door. And I'm like, ew. Like, no. Not on a Monday. Monday at like 11:45, I'm like, go to work. Stop working from home.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Unbelievable. And then like, Squirrel wasn't that popping to him, but I was also like, I just bought like a bottle of water at 7-Eleven. I'm like, do I need to spend more? I'm like, also my spending, I'm like, okay, I gotta like maybe not get like a $7 like vanilla bean limeade, even though I did have that with my chicken porridge and it was delicious. I'm like, bitch, just have the water in the park. I sat in the park. I was sweating like a goddamn dog. I was wearing like a you'll see on the video, because they recorded video, which again, they did not tell me they were recording video.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
Sorry, that cannot be further from the truth. I want Chloe and Maddie to live forever. But I had like, this was actually a miracle. I was wearing my new jacket, which I probably didn't need. I was wearing like light colored jeans, a dark blue Ralph Lauren Oxford, the Tommy jacket. I take the Tommy jacket off, I sit in the shade, and like, I'm telling you, my back was like completely drenched. And I wasn't in the direct sunlight. You know when like your chest sweats and you have like under boob sweat? Well, maybe not all of you. But I do. And my shirt like completely dried in like 20 to 30 minutes. in the shade, like the weather was just right. There was like breeze. It was like 65 maybe. It was just like perfect weather. So I dried out. Like my shirt was dry.
It's very dry. It's almost kind of like your vagina.
So I mince on over to Maddie's house. I'd been there a few days before, but I didn't know she had this like perfume closet, this like beautiful bookcase or like bookshelf in a closet. I was like astounded. It was incredible. I thought we had a great episode. I think we did like an hour and a half. And then we did a little bonus content too. If I could have Maddie's apartment and pay the same as what I pay in New York, I would move there in a fucking heartbeat. I did not ask her a rent, although I've been like, why didn't I? I ask like everyone that shit. Maddie, sound off in the comments. How much do you pay for rent?
What happened to hello? How are you? My name is. What happened to that?
I drink energy drink at Guru. You know I don't like caffeine and shit like that, but Guru tastes, I don't know if they have that in New York. I had like six sips and I was like, pew. It was that, it was this.
Activate happy dance.
And then it was a little bit of this. Oh, sorry. Okay, but like it was good. So I was like I wasn't like soaring and peaking, but I was like, oh, I'm dipping and doing it. Stay tuned for that. I think the episode drops next week at some point. Let's see, I think that same night I had dinner with Laura Marie Shainhalls at Bakari. It was very close where I was staying. I'm like, where do you want to go? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, this place is close and looks good enough for me. You know, I'm very easy to please with food because I have pretty loud food issues and like I can eat whatever. This is me every time I see a menu. This is the food noise in my head, actually. Yep, it's just that all day long. It was so great to see Laura. I like adore her so much. We had a great conversation. Food was like pretty good too. Okay, so the table we were sat at was like small circle, and it's like a tapas place. So they're like, we didn't order even like that much food. We were like four things, and they said they're gonna stagger them like two kind of like as sort of appetizers, two as entrees, even though they could all be kind of like blended together. And they ended up bringing them all in like succession, and like the waiter would just be silent, like looking at us like, we have to put the food down now. And I'm like, there's no room because you didn't give us enough time to fucking eat anything yet. Like, it was crazy. So we're like doing this like song and dance. Like, it was just like we were trying to like shuffle the move food from like one plate to another, and like to combine, and the plate they give you for food is like tiny as shit. So like I'm stacking like a Hawaiian chicken slider next to my like wedge salad, which also has like a fucking like falafel. I don't know. It was fine. It was great. Laura did tell me a very funny story about like years ago. She had bought the Red Scare ISIS t-shirt merch. I have the two. I wore it on stage with Caroline Calloway years ago. And Laura didn't know it was a reference to the ISIS flag. And she's like, I wore it to the airport like a dozen times. I was like, oh my God. Oh boy.
Act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
And then she told me, like, a veteran, she was in Oklahoma visiting her family, and then a veteran, like, she was, like, walking her dog in a park, and a veteran approached her, is like, what the fuck are you wearing? And she's like, I don't know, it's like a podcaster. And he's like, are you fucking crazy? Oh, I just had to share. I mean, that's, like, so funny, right? It's literally so funny. Okay, so that was my Wait, no, there was more to that night. Okay, so I have dinner with Laura, and then Sam Buckington texted me. This is my last night in town. Oh, God. So I was like, yeah, I got to go home and pack. But then Sam texted me. He's like, I can come meet you in the neighborhood. I was like, okay, like, let's go to the Black Cat because, like, nearby. I'm like, I'll get a glass of wine, whatever. And I'll, you know, my flight is at 1 p.m., but, you know, I don't want to rush. It's not that, I mean, listen, I had to leave at like 10 in the morning. So whatever. It's not that late. Or sorry, it's not that early. So we go to Black Hat. Me and Sam catch up, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, Sam had one drink. I probably had three. Again, just the classic situation. It's my last night in town. I was like, I gotta get drunk enough to pack, quite frankly. Just like, you know, just is what it is. It was nice to see him. Gave me a ride home. Again, true gentleman. Gave me a ride right out of home. And that was nice. Nice way to kind of cap off the trip. I wish I was there longer. By the way, I'm not done yet. So I packed my suitcase. It's not fitting. Like, things are just not fitting. Also, when I packed the first time, I was like, yay, I got everything in. But I was like, oh, I forgot all my shorts. I brought like four pairs of shorts. Did not need them. I wore them once to sit in the back patio just to, because I didn't know, I forgot what my legs looked like. I'm like, what do my legs look like? Like, truly have no idea. What do my legs look like in shorts? I mean, like, it's been 8 months? Who knows? I don't know what my legs look like. They're fine. They're okay. Anyways, so I'm like, oh God, what do I do? I have to like pack all over again. I'm like, do I be so cliche, like doing the rolling up the clothes technique? I'm like, is that like an old wives' tale, or does that actually work? It did work. I rolled the clothes, all the shirts, the tops. Then I think I lay the shorts flat because I had to make room for my new jacket, which is like very thin. It's very thin. It's almost whatever. It was thin, paper thin almost. It's just thin. It's cotton, but it's thin. Got everything in. I sat on a suitcase. I always, you know, love to sit. I love sitting on a suitcase, and then instead of sitting on a secret, I like to sing sitting on a suitcase. Just a little Drag Race reference for you guys. So anyways, getting the Uber, you know, 10 a.m. Tesla Model Y, Latino man kind of blasting rap music, and I was like, oh no. I didn't say anything, but he did eventually, once we got on the highway, he turned it down because it was like, I actually don't know why he did that, but he did. And I was like, okay. I didn't want to seem uncool. So I was like, oh, jeez. But I was hangover 1 to 10, 4. Not that bad. I've had worse. And, you know, was not expecting security to take almost a full hour. The line was so long. And there's like, you know, cute kind of corn fed like young man behind me was like, excuse me. I was like, oh, that's polite. He's like, is this the line for just like international flights? I see a lot of people with passports. I think it's just the everyone line. I'm flying to New York. He's like, oh, I'm flying to Detroit. I'm like, yeah, I think it's just like, this is where we have to be. And it snaked around and snaked around. Then so you got into like where the little bins are and this, you know, the little thing you walk through. It was like snaking around in there just organically. It'd like snake around. And then once I got close, they opened up another security line. I was like, hello, you should have done this hours ago. I was the first one. I just like turned around. I was like, it was like supermarket sweep. I was like, fuck, I'm throwing my shit in the bin. And I'm going to get my roll on. Meaning, like, I'm going to roll my suitcase up on out of here to my fucking gate. And that's exactly what I did. I didn't forget my phone this time. I was, like, you know, it was probably, like, 11:15 at the time. I was, like, the food at LAX, I don't know, there's less of it at the Delta terminal. Like, so much less. I guess I don't care either way, but there's, like, stupid places called, like, chicken and beer. I'm, like, who wants to eat fried chicken before they get on a plane for like 10 hours? You're gonna be trumpeting the whole time. Then again, like, maybe most people aren't flying from like New York to LA. They might be flying from like LA to like Denver. Anyways, I go to Cava, which I've never been to. It's like a Mediterranean bowl wrap place. I get the, I get like a garlic chicken wrap. Pretty good. Would I get it again? I mean, maybe. They have one in New York. They have one in Williamsburg, but I'm like, I might get a bowl. I think I might get a bowl. Pita was fluffy. Pita was good. Honestly, pita was good. It was like $14.85 for the wrap, which felt like a steal. Because I'm like, I feel like this was probably costing like New York, like regularly. Anyways, the flight, they're like, we're going to be ahead of time. Must be because of like the jet stream or something. Like the flight's going to be 4 hours and 53 minutes. I'm like, wait, under 5 hours? That's like exceptional. So I listened to like one podcast. I listened to Celebrity Book Club. They've gone rogue. Also, they texted me and they've both bought booths. They're now part of the Booth family. And if either Steven or Lily are listening right now, I forgot to text you this, but like now I'm demanding to be a guest on the, I don't even know if it's the VIP lounge. It's just the pod now. You know, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. I need some money. I want to come on the pod. We'll make it happen. We'll be Booth. We're all Booth brothers. How about that? Booth bros. Anyway, so I watch, after I listen to the pod, I wish, I'm leaving this in. Okay, after I listen to the pod, I watch Drop Dead Gorgeous, Denise Richards, Brittany Murphy, Kirsten Dunst. I mean, is it Kirsten? Why do I say Kirsten? I always say Kirsten. Whatever. Kirstie Alley. That's why I think I did the Kerr. It's funny because me and my friend Kath tried to watch it a few months ago, and like we couldn't find it anywhere. Like you couldn't find like any streaming, like Apple, you couldn't find it anywhere. But the plane had it. Delta has like amazing movies. I watched that. It's perfect. They say the R word a lot, like more than I did this episode. You just don't see that much anymore. And it's just like charming and funny. Then I watched Set It Off. Another fucking star-studded cast. Yeah, Vivica. Oh my God, Vivica. That's why I probably mentioned. Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith. Randomly, Dr. Dre's in it too. It's this like impeccable 90s, like, oh God. Set It Off is so fucking good. I hadn't seen it in, probably like almost 2 decades. Well, I don't know, maybe like, yeah. No, I probably haven't seen it since like sort of came out. I remember making an impression on me. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. It's maybe even better than you remember. Set It Off is so fucking good. You must watch it. Anyways, then I land. People like told me before I took the trip, they're like, JFK's different now. You have to take a fucking shuttle bus to the Uber pickup area. And I was like, oh my God. You can do that at LAX, but I just like walk with my little suitcase like down. It's not even that far. It's like a 5 minute walk. It's like almost within eyesight, but whatever. It's like covered. The weather's always decent. So I just walk. Cause I remember like last time, 2 years ago, I went there and like the LAX like shuttle bus driver, I'm like, hey, how long does it take to walk versus like how long does a shuttle bus take? She's like, shuttle bus is like 25 minutes. Walking's like 10. I was like, okay, gay guy can walk there in 5. I was like, thank you. She's like, yeah, you should just walk. I was like, period, bitch. I love honesty. But like when I landed at Delta Terminal 4, the Uber pickup is literally directly outside of the terminal. So I just like walked across like one lane of traffic. I think these people are flying like Southwest. And I'm like, yeah, sorry. It's like, you're not even like saving money when you have to spend like $80 to bring a carry-on. Like, you people are sick. You don't even get a TV. You're lucky if you get a seatbelt. Anyways, I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude to the less privileged. And then I get home, you know, I'm like, oh God, back my house. roommate's still alive. I was weirdly awake. It was 10:15 when I got home. You know, the time difference, it was like actually 7 p.m. for me at that point. So I go to the bar, have a couple glasses of wine, come home. I get a beautiful email from Airbnb, and Chris, my Airbnb host, said he left me a review. I've never booked an Airbnb myself. I've Venmoed people for Airbnbs, but he said, "Dan was a great guest. Clean, quiet, respectful, and very interesting. Highly recommend." You know, the only interaction we had, I was like, so weird. So that's where the "very interesting" comes from. He's like, "He sucks." That was his way of saying, like, this dude is fucking weird. He sucks and is weird. Anyways, love you, Chris, and other Chris. Hope that movie that was filmed there comes out soon. I'm sure it will be on all of our screens very soon. Okay, I mean, I literally think that does it. I had a great time in LA. I did not want to leave. The weather was getting good. I was like, God damn, I wish I had like another fucking week. I think 2.5 weeks would be great. A month might be a little long, but might be great. Living there, I need a certain lifestyle to live in LA. Can't have a roommate. Can't live in a bad part of town. So I need to have like, I need to be able to spend like, so, okay, my friend's house in Beachwood Canyon, he was just house sitting. It's like a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, classic mid-century modern, like cube, like concrete floor, like very authentic. If you looked at the, I posted it in the photo drop. The picture sucks, but like now you'll understand why I posted it. Like the side of the house is like wooden, and it's like clearly the foundation is like moved, and it's like the house is gonna like collapse soon. Like I'm not even kidding you. That rent is $4,400, which I'm like, well, a studio apartment in Greenpoint in a new condo is like $4,600, and you don't get a fireplace outside. You're not neighbors with Joanna Newsom and Andy Samberg. You don't have like oh my God, beautiful, like it's like up, you know, you park your car in a little kind of like tiny driveway that's like right off the street, and you walk up a winding little staircase, and it's so lush. Surrounded by greenery, there's a view of the canyon. I was like, God, this is like really, really fucking nice. $4,400 was a lot. I was like, this is like a six. I was thinking six plus. Cause I was at my friend Jill's house, and she's like, oh, there's a 1-bedroom opening up across the street. You should move in, but it's like $3,200, and it's like small as fuck. And I'm like, okay, it's not even like its own house. It's like a fucking, it's in like a larger home. I'm like, what? Beachwood Canyon does seem like a pretty convenient location between the east and west side, though. So, yeah. Well, let me know if you have a 1-bedroom in Beachwood Canyon for $1,150. I will literally just pack up my car and not tell anyone that I'm moving and drive there tonight. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm back. I'm back in the New York groove. Yeah, whatever. Back in the groove. So stay tuned. Another episode coming soon. I'll be asking for questions on Instagram, so look out for that. And just, I don't know. I'm tired. Ow, I hit my hat on the microphone. Thank you again. How do I land the plane? I can't land the plane. I already landed the plane. I can't stop talking. I have nothing to talk about. Well, bye-bye.